You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Shally Pittman, filling in for Savannah Tome Olson. Madison is getting some new leaders, with one yet to be decided. Metro Transit has a new general manager. Jamie Acton comes by way of Anchorage and headed up Alaska's largest transit provider. She'll start in Madison in October. Parks Superintendent Eric Knepp has been filling in since May. Lyndia McComas is slated to be Madison's new clerk. She comes by way of Hennepin County in Minnesota. She'll start at the end of September. City Attorney Michael Haas has been filling in since the departure of Mary Beth Witzel Bale. And Madison is expected to get its next top cop very soon. That position's hired by an independent body, the Police and Fire Commission, which met in a special meeting last night. Three candidates are up for the job. Stephanie Drescher has worked with the Madison Police Department for 16 years and is the department's training captain. Stephen Johnson has worked at the Milwaukee Police Department for 28 years. And John Patterson is interim chief of police and a 27-year veteran of the force. He's been interim chief since February, when former chief Sean Barnes resigned his role. Patterson's had some strong supporters, according to public comment. He's had support from Madison Superintendent Joe Gothard, the Latinx Consortium for Action, former acting chief Vic Wall, and the head of the Police Civilian Oversight Board. The Police and Fire Commission is set to have a decision in the next few weeks. They have another meeting to discuss hiring tomorrow. According to a position description, the next Madison police chief will be paid anywhere between $151,800 to $204,900 a year. That's anywhere from about $75 to $101 an hour. The Madison Metropolitan School District is keeping its current grading system. Right now, grades for MMSD students don't add extra weight to more difficult classes like advanced placement or honors courses. The district had looked at switching to a different system. They surveyed students and families about a switch. They also reviewed policies from other districts and talked with other local high schools and colleges. In a statement on Friday, an MMSD spokesperson said they would keep the unweighted grading system. They say keeping it supports equity, maintains transparency, and reflects community values. The review came after the state legislature changed its rules for admitting students to UW schools. The Wisconsin Guarantee Program offers direct admission to universities of Wisconsin colleges if students have a high enough class ranking. Students are guaranteed admission to UW-Madison if they're in the top 5% of their class at the end of junior year. Students head back to school next week after Labor Day. A Dane County judge has denied a motion to dismiss charges in the so-called fake electors scandal in Wisconsin. Dane County Judge John Hyland denied a motion to dismiss charges last week against Kenneth Cheesebro, Mike Roman, and Jim Troupis, who's also a former Dane County judge. All three worked on President Trump's 2020 bid. According to a suit filed by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, the three are alleged to have created paperwork that said Trump won Wisconsin's 10 electoral college votes in 2020 and attempted to have it signed by then-Vice President Mike Pence. The trio faces a total of 11 charges, according to reporting from the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum finds that participation in youth apprenticeship programs soared in 2024. Wisconsin ranks 11th in the country for active apprenticeships. About two-thirds of apprenticeships were in the construction industry. Dane, Outagamie, and Waukesha had some of the largest concentrations of these apprenticeships. Meanwhile, Dane County Parks is announcing a new career pathways program for teens and young adults interested in conservation. It builds on a pre-existing volunteer program and will offer hands-on experience, training, and certifications in land stewardship and environmental safety. The county says it aims to serve at least 500 teens and young adults through the summer of 2027. And the head of the Sun Prairie School Board resigned her position yesterday, reports Channel 3000. a new board member could be appointed. The seat will come up for election next April. And the Madison Public Library will offer special edition library cards next month to celebrate its 150th year. September is Library Card Sign-Up Month, and if you don't have one, you can get a special edition card. If you already have a library card, you can replace it starting in October while supplies last. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders was in Wisconsin on Saturday, aiming to support a candidate in Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district. Democrat Rebecca Cook is again challenging incumbent Derek Van Orden next year in the seat that represents southwestern Wisconsin. It's a redux of the election in 2024, when Cook lost to now Representative Van Orden by roughly 11,000 votes. Now she's infusing her campaign with the help of star power.
American people will not accept oligarchy. We will not accept hypocrisy. We will not accept authoritarianism.
In what was described as an intimate town hall in Viroqua, Senator Sanders focused on wealth inequality during his visit.
More income and wealth inequality in America today than we have ever had in the history of America.
Katie Ledoux is from Sparta, Wisconsin. She made the 40-minute drive to Viroqua to attend the event on Saturday, and she expressed concern over cuts to social safety programs.
People that are on SNAP and people that are on Medicaid and things, and it just, you know, it really saddens me.
Federal cuts to Medicaid and SNAP are set to take effect after the 2026 midterms, meaning after the election in the 3rd congressional district. Those cuts are largely due to changes made under the One Big Beautiful Bill. Democrats Laura Benjamin and Emily Burge are also running in the Democratic primary next year. Reston Province is running as an independent. I'm Sholly Pittman, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the D-backs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game 2 tonight of the Brewers and Arizona Diamondbacks in Milwaukee. Last night, the crew with a 7-5 win over Arizona. It was a close call. The Diamondbacks with a 5-run rally in the 6th. Still, Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff got the win.
It was a good night. I think way too many positives outweigh the outcome of the outing. Look, the main thing is we won the game, which is huge for us. But yeah, the 6th inning, that's just one of those innings you kind of chalk up to kind of being a baseball inning, and I haven't had one of those up until this point.
Woodruff now 5-1 for the season. NFL, the Packers reducing their roster from 90 to 53 players today. Yesterday, the team confirmed that they traded for Eagles offensive lineman Darian Kennard. The Badgers getting ready for their season opener in Madison. Center Jake Renfro expected to play after suffering a leg injury during training camp. Wisconsin hosts the Miami of Ohio Redhawks 8 o'clock Thursday night at Camp Randall Stadium. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. True Detective fans, are you ready for Nick Cage? According to Deadline, Season 5 is in development, and Nick Cage is in talks to headline the HBO's Emmy-winning crime series. Isa Lopez, writer of Season 4, is returning as a showrunner. True Detective Season 4 received high critic ratings, achieving a 92% certified fresh score on Rotten Tomatoes and 81 out of 100 on Metacritic. The show is expected to return sometime in 2027. Kieran Shipka is the latest to join the cast of the upcoming comedy Heads. Yes, that's the name. Dave Franco, O'Shea Jackson Jr., and Peter Dinklage are the first to join the cast. The script is a hilarious comedy about a road trip that develops into chaos and insanity. Macon Blair has joined to write and direct. Blair has worked on projects such as Logan Lucky, Rebel Ridge, and The Toxic Avenger. There is no official release date just yet. After 1 month of the Coldplay concert Kiss Cam scandal, Chris Martin helps fan propose. The fan was seen on the Jumbotron holding a sign that read, "I want to propose," with an arrow pointing to his presumed girlfriend.
My brother, I need you to nod as I do some very basic security checks, okay? Is this person your partner? Yes, no one else's partner, okay? Okay. Are you cousins or siblings or anything weird like that? No. Okay. Are you AI or made from, are you real? Are you real people? Okay, then I think we can continue. All right.
Martin then breaking into song that ended with the man dropping on one knee and proposing. The woman said yes, and the couple sealed the moment with a kiss. A new box office champ has been crowned. Netflix Sony Pictures K-pop Demon Hunter has surpassed last week's winner, Weapons, with an estimated $18 million two-day opening. Weapons stays in second with $15.6 million. Third goes to Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis's Freakier Friday with $9.2 million. And the fourth is Marvel Films Fantastic Four First Steps with $5.9 million. So grab some popcorn and get to the theaters. If you're looking for a new movie to watch at home, here's a couple new films. Eenie Meenie follows Edie, a teenage getaway driver who is dragged back into her unsavory past when a former employee offers her an opportunity to save the life of her chronically unreliable ex-boyfriend. Another movie is The Map That Leads to You, which follows Heather, Madeline Klein, a young woman setting off on an adventure across Europe with her best friend before setting into her perfectly planned life, when she crosses paths with Jack, KJ Apa, a magnetic and mysterious stranger. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be another beautiful day today, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon and just a light breeze. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 40s to low 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and just a little warmer with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.